Our gospel this morning is found in the 18th chapter of the gospel according to Luke. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, "Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior Jesus the Christ. Persistence. It is the word of the day that is found in the scripture that is in front of us. It weaves its way through all of the scriptures. I want to tell you some stories of persistence. Most of you probably know the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling. Do you know that she was rejected by 12 different publishing companies before that her first book was finally picked up by someone? Do you think that the first 12 publishing companies are a little flummoxed by their decisions now? After Harry Potter became this hit sensation of not only the books but the movies and then the licensing of toys and everything else. Do you know that before Edison created the incandescent light bulb, he made 1,000 attempts? 1,000. He couldn't quite get it figured out to have a filament that gave off light and that wouldn't break too easily. It took him 1,000 attempts before he was successful. Did you know that Henry Ford had a number of business failures before he figured things out and put together the assembly line, and Ford Motor Company took off with the Model T? Persistence. Again and again and again. That ability to not give up, but to continue to move forward, to try to figure out where God is and what God might be up to. I think that the master of persistence is my grandson, Thielen. You know, we really were waiting for the day when he would begin to talk. And now that he does, he can get like a record stuck in a groove. So last week, he was here at worship and at one point needed to go out to the bathroom, so his dad took him out. They went out toward the restrooms out there, and he noticed that the pulpit chairs are now gone. They're downstairs by the altar. Where's the chairs? Where's the chairs, Dad? Dad, where's the chairs? Where are the chairs? Over and over again, and Chris said, "Well, you'll have to ask Papa." Papa? Ask Papa? Where's the chairs, Papa? Where's the chairs? Persistence again and again and again until he got taken downstairs and shown the chairs. Persistence is what these texts are all about today. You may remember last week, Deacon Beth Anderson was with us, led us in worship into a prayer practice to try to go deeper into prayer, to experience some time of silence, and in that silence, to encounter the Holy One. And between worship services, some of us gathered downstairs and got to do some more experimenting with that. You're going to hear more about that in the coming weeks. We're going to start a prayer practices group between worship services on Sunday, and then maybe another one at another time as well. Teaching us to be the kind of people whose faith is affected by our continuous and our persistent prayers toward God. Sometimes life treats us in such a way that it might just be easy to give up, to just stop. But think about the gospel text which is in front of us today. It is a text where Jesus tells the parable of incredible persistence. The story of a widow who continues to come to a judge who neither fears God or likes people very much, but sits in the court making decisions, and she is rejected time after time after time, but finally wears the judge down. Persistence. Her prayer for justice is answered. Persistence in the midst of the story of Jacob who wrestles all night long. Now, you may remember the story of Jacob from Genesis. Between worship today, we were in that story in our Bible study downstairs. Jacob has been persistent from birth. He is a twin. Remember, he has an older brother born moments before him who is Esau. And they've been wrestlers their entire life. Jacob comes out grasping at Esau's heel, but Esau is born first. Throughout life, Jacob wrestles away from Esau, his birthright first, and then toward the end of his father's life, the blessing. And Esau is mad, really mad. So mad that Jacob's and Esau's mother says to Jacob, "Pack up your stuff and leave. Go live with my brother Laban in a foreign land." And so he does. Years later, he comes back. He's made all sorts of money. He has property. He has herds. He has slaves. He has all of this. He sends them before him. He puts in place a grand plan to give all sorts of stuff to his brother Esau in hopes that he won't get killed. He sends them ahead, and the night before they will meet, Jacob goes across the river. And then this mysterious character meets him. And it's the story we have in Scripture this week. Jacob wrestles all night long with this mysterious one who at one point, if you re-listen closely to the reading, is a man, but at other points you've wrestled or striven with God all night long, right? So who is this mysterious one? But here's the point. All night long they wrestle. And Jacob will not give up. And finally, wrestles a blessing out of this one. And he gets a new name, Israel. But anytime you encounter God, you are changed, shaped, made into something different. He goes away limping because this one hits his hip socket. He is marked for life. Persistence. That is what we are invited into through these texts today. And the truth is, many of us live at a time where persistence is necessary. Maybe you are walking through things that are really difficult. Maybe it's a medical diagnosis. Maybe you continue to grieve the death of someone that you loved deeply. Maybe you are watching a loved one wrestling with some sort of addiction. Persistence. To continue to cry out to God again and again and again, asking that God would enter in and that God would be the one who would heal. But if you look at the text closely, I think that one of the most powerful questions that Jesus asks in the midst of the gospel today comes at the very end. Jesus says, "And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" In other words, will people just give up and walk away? Do we trust enough that even when our prayers are not immediately answered, that we would continue to cry out again and again and again, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, hear me." May it be in our lives that we would be like the widow who, no matter what, continues to come back again and again and again, holding fast, trusting that God will answer by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.